Indiana is one of the states that has benefited the most from clean energy projects spurred by the Inflation Reduction Act. That's according to the Green Business Advocacy Group, E2. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, since the law passed 2 years ago, more than $7.8 billion worth of private investment has come to the Hoosier state.
Most of the money has gone to EV battery manufacturing plants for companies like Samsung, Stellantis, and Toyota. E2 Executive Director Bob Keefe says more than half of all clean energy projects that came out of the IRA have been in red congressional districts. He says that shows there shouldn't be anything partisan about the clean energy economy.
The good news is these are bringing opportunities to places around the country that frankly have been bypassed or hurt by previous economic transitions. We're finally getting going again in the right direction in what is the biggest market opportunity in the world right now.
The IRA has also funneled hundreds of millions of dollars toward public sustainability projects in Indiana, like solar for lower-income communities, electric vehicle charging stations, and home energy efficiency upgrades. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Few of the clean energy projects proposed so far have been announced in Indiana's lower-income Black and brown communities. Keefe says the upcoming presidential election could threaten IRA funding. There have already been several attempts to roll it back in Congress.